Welcome to the Dr. Hotze Report at the intersection of medicine and politics. Your host is Dr. Stephen Hotze, founder and CEO of Hotze Health and Wellness Center in Houston, Texas. Dr. Hotze is a graduate of the University of Texas Medical School in Houston and has overseen the treatment of 45,000 patients. He has been a leader in the wellness revolution since 1989. Dr. Hotze has hosted over 1,400 of his own radio programs and appeared on hundreds of other radio and TV programs across America. He's a renowned author, speaker, and conservative Christian patriot leader. Now, here's Dr. Hotze and the Dr. Hotze Report.
Welcome to the Dr. Hotze Report. Of course, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Glad to have you here today. We've got a very important program today with a very important woman who is leading the charge to fight the radical homosexual LGBTQ, particularly in the area of transgenderism. Her name is Tracy Shannon. She is the executive director for Mass Resistance here in Texas and has been the executive director since 2019. Mass Resistance is a nationwide organization that fights the radical homosexual movement and fights the teaching of, or really the sexualization of children, which is nothing more than pedophilia. This whole homosexual movement is really a pedophile movement at the core. Many of these people that are currently in that movement were molested as children. We know that just from studies that have been done. And unfortunately, what happens is they want to recruit our children into their movement, and they want to start in the schools. And we're going to talk about what's going on in Texas, what's going on nationwide. And we'll be back with Tracy Shannon to discuss this after this brief message.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you fed up with your doctor giving you drugs simply to mask your symptoms rather than treating the cause? As you age, I believe you should be brimming with energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. The Hotze Health and Wellness Center treats individuals from all over the country and world in an environment of extraordinary hospitality. We specialize in the treatment of allergies, yeast, replenishing natural hormones, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and a healthy eating lifestyle, all of which boost your immune system, increase your energy level, and your health span. If you'd like to obtain and maintain health and wellness naturally without pharmaceutical drugs, then contact one of our wellness consultants today at 281-698-8698 or visit HotzeHWC.com and request a free copy of my best-selling book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. This is Dr. Hotze Report on Brighteon TV, founded by Mike Adams. Mike's a great guy. Love that guy, and he's been tremendous in the movement to promote natural approaches to health as well as to promote Christian morality in our civil government. He's also fought against the vaccine. Love that guy, and kudos to Mike. Thanks for letting us have this program, Mike. Today I have Tracy Shannon on our program. Tracy is the executive director for Mass Resistance here in Texas. It's an organization founded to fight the homosexual movement, which has as its goal to queer every child in America. Read, if you don't believe that, just read the Homosexual Manifesto, which was published back, I think it's 1985. It may have been earlier than that. But read what their goals and plans are. And when you read what their manifesto was, it's amazing how far they've come to gain acceptability. What they really want is they want to be accepted in their immoral, perverted, debauched lifestyles. They want to be affirmed, and then they want to be celebrated, and they will oppose anyone, and they want to force you, every business, every church, every school, to accept, affirm, and celebrate their perverted lifestyle. And anybody that raises opposition to that is totally discounted and canceled, and they come out against them, call them hate people, and they've got, you know, the whole mantra to try to intimidate and bully those of us that stand for biblical morality. Now, before we start with Tracy, I want to put this, I want to read from Romans in chapter 1 as the basis of all our conversation, why we are opposing what's going on today in the way of drag queen story hour, in the way of sex mutilation surgery and sex change drugs on children, and the teaching of children and sexualizing of children in the schools, starting in kindergarten. So this is chapter 1 in the book of Romans. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. And for even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of an incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in the lusts of their heart to impurity, immorality, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator. Therefore, God gave them over to degrading passions. Women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural." What could be more natural in a woman than to carry, to conceive and carry a baby full term? But women have exchanged that, and they murder their babies in the womb. "And in the same way, also men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desires toward one another, committing indecent acts," that's sodomy, "and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, and evil." And that was a situation that the Apostle Paul wrote back in the first century. This wickedness has been going on since the beginning of time. It had a bad ending for Sodom and Gomorrah, and it will have a bad ending for any culture that embraces homosexuality, lesbianism, transgenderism, queering of the children, and sexualization of the children, and pedophilia. And this is what we're facing today. I've warned about it since I fought it first back in 1980 in Austin, Texas, and numerous times over the last, really every year I've fought this in one form or another since 1980. And it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. So, Tracy, share with us your story. Now, with this as a background, knowing that God abhors immorality, sexual immorality of all kinds, And what could be more perverted than men exchanging the natural function for a woman to desire men and become homosexuals? Sodomites is what the Bible calls them. So tell us about your story, Tracy, and why you decided to stand up to fight against this evil as director of mass resistance.
Thank you. Sure. So several years ago, when my children were young, my first husband left me and our children to identify as a woman. And so hence the divorce, because I was not going to stay married to someone that cross-dressed and was taking hormones. So, but during our marriage, people often ask, well, was there ever a red flag? You know, were there signs? Well, yes, there were signs. But back then, this was before Bruce Jenner became Caitlyn Jenner, and there wasn't social media. So there was no indication to me that he would, decide he wanted to transition to be a fake woman. Early in the marriage, when our first baby was born, or a few months after, he had told me that he had been cross-dressing. So we went to see a therapist about that in Houston. This therapist told me that I was very close-minded because I wasn't open to the cross-dressing, and that I didn't want him to go out with other men for girls' night out with them all cross-dressed. To me, that just seemed like very fetishy behavior and something that would just lead to, probably to even increased infidelity, because in my view, the cross-dressing was a form of infidelity. So she called me closed-minded, and then she went on to tell me, and this is in 1998, that I was a lesbian because I fell in love with and married a man who had this inner woman to him, this inner woman that I knew nothing about. Then she told me and him that it would be three months before he would know if he was a man or a woman. So I said, if that is the case, then I'm out of here. If you don't know what you are, then we'll get a divorce. And that was the first time that ever came up to me that would cross-dressing. And he said at the time that this was something she was just putting in his mouth, that was not something he had said to her. So we ultimately decided we were not going to see this therapist anymore because she was not going to help us with our marriage. And I did not know it, but he continued to see the therapist behind my back for the next 11 years of our marriage. She wrote a letter for him to go get hormones at an endocrinologist in Houston, and he was taking those hormones behind my back for the rest of our marriage. And I did notice some things, like a little bit of breast development, and he told me that that was an unfortunate side effect of taking OCD medication, and I did believe him. It was quite a turn off, and I actually felt sorry for him that he had to wear a shirt when he'd go to the pool to hide that development. So there were some other signs related to the intimacy in the marriage that hormones can do. I also miscarried a twin pregnancy and had cancer in my uterus from that pregnancy, which possibly could have been related to the damage to the sperm that I was impregnated with. Who knows? But we'll never know, but I feel like possibly. And one of my children was born with birth defects, which also could have been related to that hormone use. So I think it's very unethical and unprofessional what this therapist did. She now writes or has written a guide to help parents with transitioning their children. And so that was in 1998. Since then, this movement has only sharpened its teeth. In 2010 is when I finally in court every day, I was being pressured to use his preferred pronouns and call him by his new female name. My divorce decree reflects his new name and gender, making me a paper lesbian, in the court. And that, to me, is like the state of Texas did not protect me, my conscious rights, and unwillfully made me a lesbian on paper, which is not right. And in addition to that, my children were forced by court order into therapy, where they were instructed on the proper use of preferred pronouns for their father until they can no longer call their father dad. So the same therapist did not report abuse when my children were being abused by a female to male lover of my ex-husband. And when I deposed this therapist under oath later to in a second custody dispute, the therapist did admit that she should have reported, and she suspected abuse, and the kids had reported abuse to her, but she did not report them because the abuse and the neglect, because she felt that the Harris County would do nothing about it. I feel like the real story there is that she knew that her career would be in danger and her reputation, and she would be maligned for seeking justice for children against the trans, anybody in the LGBTQ community. So unfortunately, the reality is your rights, your children's rights, they come last, and your right of conscience comes last. When I was in court fighting for custody of my children, my faith was questioned and my conservative values were questioned. I was asked, how could I co-parent with this wonderful, lovely transgender woman, seeing that I'm a conservative Christian? So.
We're breaking up.
And, over a decade ago. Yes, go ahead.
So is that what sparked your activism to try to expose what was happening in the homosexual, lesbian, transgender movement?
Well, to some degree, yes. I was already sharing the story because I felt like people needed to see there's another side to the narrative that they're getting about the transgender movement. All people hear all the time is, oh, these brave and stunning individuals. They never hear about the women and children who are affected by this, and the parents now who actually are affected by this. Having their children reject them is also very painful, because this is working like a cult when it comes to the children. Seeing this movement really progress against families just made me have to speak up. So I was speaking up. Did I freeze? Okay, so I was speaking up. And then I saw the Drag Queen Story Hour taking place in Houston. And someone asked me, could I go speak to the city council about the Drag Queen Story Hour in Houston? So I did. It. And I thought that the city council and the mayor would listen to common sense about drag entertainers being adult entertainment and not appropriate for children. But they did not listen, and they implied that we were homophobes and transphobes for bringing this to the...
Breaking up. I'm sorry, we're breaking up.
Okay.
Just a second. Yes, I can. But Heather, I'm talking to my producer. Producer, do you know what may be causing this? Producer, are you there? Okay. Go ahead.
It may be my internet connection. I can relocate in my house to a better spot, maybe. I can carry my computer.
We can do that at the break.
Okay.
So you went down and talked to the Houston City Council?
Yes. And they didn't seem to understand.
Did anybody on the council give you any support? Kubosh or Knox or anybody?
Yes. Kubosh and Knox, and also David Martin did at the time. Eventually, there was one other gentleman who did express that he agreed with us. It took a while, and also some exposure of some of the backgrounds of the drag queens and how just very sexual the performances were. that they were doing at night and some of the stuff they were also involved in. So I did put together over 300-page dossier on the drag queens. They did not tell us, the public, the names, the legal names of the drag queens. They would not reveal that they, you know, through FOIA, that they had done the background checks. So I went ahead and did my own investigation, and I had a couple other people with part of Mass Resistance helping with that, figured out their real names, and we looked into if they had any records, and we did eventually find that two of the drag queens had past records of sex offenses against minors.
So they're pedophiles. All these individuals that anybody, one, all these individuals involved in sodomy and lesbianism and transgenderism are perverted. They have taken what's normal and they have changed it to what's abnormal and said that's right. It's back in Isaiah 5:20, where God says, woe to those who say evil is good and good is evil, who say that bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter, who say dark is light and light is darkness. Woe to those, God says. And that's exactly what we're seeing in this movement, that they are calling evil, that which is debauched, debased, perverted, immoral, wicked, evil. They want to control the narrative and force all of us who know in our hearts, in our conscience, and through the reading of Scripture, that this is a desperate evil. It had a bad ending in Sodom and Gomorrah for all those that practiced it. It's going to have the same ending for those who practice it here. This is a wicked movement led by individuals that are wicked and evil. They're not basically good people, they're wicked people. And their goal is to get your children and our children. I've got 25 grandkids. I want to protect my grandchildren. I want to protect your children and all children. And Jesus said it would be better for you to have a millstone put around your neck and thrown into the deep sea than to cause one of these little ones to sin. And so if we have if Jesus said it would be better, then it must be worse if we're not doing anything. So think how bad it would be to have a millstone thrown around your neck and thrown into the deep blue sea. And that's what Jesus said. If you cause any one of these little ones to sin, you say, well, I'm not, you know, you might say, well, I'm not promoting this. I just don't want to get involved. By omission, you're involved. If you're not standing up fighting for these children, you're involved. Like if you didn't stand up and fight for the unborn and not willing to fight for them, you're as guilty as those that participate in those activities. You've got to understand that there's sins of omission as well as sins of commission. Some people commit the act, robbing a bank. Some people are driving the car. They didn't rob the bank. They're just driving the car. They're equally as guilty. And so if we are tolerating that which is evil, we're as guilty as those that are participating in the evil. And our judgment's going to be just as serious. That's why it is imperative for you to stand up and protect these children, not only the unborn, these young children. It's not good enough that they're killing the babies in the womb. Now they want to mutilate them afterwards. And folks, you don't have to be a rocket science to know that the emperor has no clothes. There's no, anybody can stand up and say, well, I'm a woman. Yeah, right? Yeah. No way, sir. The emperor has no clothes. You're no more a woman than man in the moon. I don't care if you take hormones, you dress up like a woman, you're not a woman. You're a man who's perverted, who's queer, who's debauched. That's what you are. You need to realize that, and God hates what you're doing. He totally hates that, and he will bring his judgment down on it unless you repent. You've got to repent from these sins and turn away, and there are many that have done that and have come back and said what a horrible lifestyle is. Christ can redeem you, and that's what I encourage you to go to the cross and have his blood wash your sins away. It's not okay what you're doing. I don't care what all these woke pastors are saying, oh, we got to accept everybody. No, you don't accept those that are promoting pedophilia and trying to groom your children, our children, to participate in their deeds of darkness. We can't do that. So I'm calling out and saying, all those of you that claim you're transgender, you're a different sex, you're not. You're a liar, and you're of your father, the devil, who is a liar. What does the thief come to do? To steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that you might have life and have it abundantly. So we want to encourage you to turn to Christ. And if you don't, then God's going to bring down his judgment on you, sure as the world. You ever heard of fire and brimstone? Well, that's what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah, and that will happen to all those that participate in these activities. This is tough love, friend. It's love speech, because we don't want to see you perish. But if you continue in that way, you will perish. So anyway, we know now that these drag queens, and you've uncovered it, we uncovered it several years ago, many of these drag queens are convicted pedophiles. They have child abused little children. And yet they're allowed to come in as drag queens in the library and into the public schools. They're doing that. So tell us what you've done to help stop that. In fact, we're getting ready to go to a break. We're going to go to break. We'll be back. We're going to talk about what's going on in the legislature and what you can do to be involved to help stop this evil movement. Thank you again for joining us on the Dr. Hotsu Report.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com. Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
Many watching Brighteon TV will remember the fiery speech from Dr. Alan Keyes at the annual State Republican Dinner that ended in repeated standing ovations. Dr. Keyes has been an articulate and passionate spokesman for faith, convictions, and consistently strong enough to resist the tug of political convenience. Alan pierces through the ethical haze of our time and calls us to stand up for the truth, knowing that you cannot have the right to do wrong. Get your download of Our Character, Our Future, an audiobook by Dr. Alan Keyes, exclusive to the Brighteon TV audience. Dr. Alan Keyes personally read and recorded our exclusive audiobook version of his timeless essays in Our Character, Our Future for this very special promotion. You can order it by going to www.imtv.us and click on special offer. It's available at only $19.95 for a very limited time. You'll not only enjoy a tremendous savings, but you'll get an amazing piece of literature read by Dr. Dr. Alan Keyes himself. Get yours today. Go to www.imtv.us and get this Brighteon TV exclusive offer.
Welcome back to the Dr. Hotze Reports. I'm Dr. Steve Hotze, and I'm here with my guest, Tracy Shannon. She is the executive director of Mass Resistance, an organization that fights the homosexual movement, the radical sodomite movement across the state and across the country, and fights against the drag queen story hours and all the drag queen exposure to children in the schools and in the public libraries, as well as fighting against the transgender sex change drugs and mutilation of little children, which is evil and it's wrong. It's child abuse. And our Attorney General, Ken Paxton, wrote an opinion and said it is child abuse. And our Governor Abbott agreed with Paxton about this, and it should be stopped. And so if it's child abuse, and it is, then our Texas legislature has a responsibility to stop it. But let's go first and go back and talk about these the drag queen. I wanted to show some slides. Let's go to slide number one. Tell us about this slide, this pervert.
Okay. Let's see. This is the Mr. Perv story time.
Yeah.
This was a drag queen that was at the reading. I think he read three or four different times to the children at the Houston Public Library, and he went by Tantiana Malanina. He's still a drag queen going by a different name in our community, and he used a fake name when he signed up at the library, so nobody had a way of even checking to see if he had a background. But they didn't do a background check because, of course, that would have been a microaggression against this member of the LGBTQ+++++ pervert community. So he ended up having a record of a sexual assault against a minor of in the age of 8 years old.
Next slide. Okay, this is a group of men, perverted men dressed up as drag queens that are, tell us what they do.
So these are the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and they imitate Catholics and mock the Catholic rituals of worship and blessings. And they are, there on the left is the, with the little circle around the face, is one of the drag queens that went by the name of Lies a Lot, because he probably lies a lot. And his name, and he was actually had a record that's been erased by a court, actually, because he had sexual offenses against minors, very small minor children.
That record was cleared by a judge. These people are pedophiles. All these drag queens are pedophiles. That means they want to sexualize children. And then they want to have sex with children. They're pedophiles. This whole movement is a pedophilia movement. And Tracy, you may know the answer to this, but I'll assure you my audience doesn't. You know where the highest concentration of pedophiles are located? If you were a pedophile and wanted to work with children, what would you do for a living?
I would probably be a teacher.
You become a school teacher. And who do you think is exposing all these children to these perverted acts, sharing with them library books that are obscene and pornographic, and telling about little children about how they can change their sex, which is a total lie? These are the teachers. They're sexualizing children. By definition, anyone that does this is a pedophile. Anybody in the school that doesn't stand up and oppose this, whether you're a principal or another teacher, or whether you're a parent, you are participating in the advancement of pedophilia against children. And it would be better for you to have a millstone thrown around your neck, wrapped around your neck, and thrown into the sea than to do that. you have an obligation and a responsibility to stand up in society. If you're a Christian, for crying out loud, in a bucket, stand up and take a stand against this evil. Oppose it. We have a response. Hey, all of you out there, they go, well, Jesus would be really nice to people. Friends, go back and read about what Jesus, how he treated the Pharisees. He called them sons of their father, the devil. That who they, he said they were. Their father was, they're liars like their fathers were, like their father, the devil's a liar. He also went into the temple and beat the holy heck out of the money changers who were all tied in with the Pharisees and it's all about the money. He turned over the tables and whipped them. He was angry. He hates evil. He opposes evil. And that's what we have to do. We share the gospel, the good news, but we don't allow evil. It's just like having cancer in your body. You just don't let it grow. You go and have it removed. If you've got a problem with an organ, you get it removed. If you've got an infection, you kill the infection. These perverts will spread their evil and their wickedness as far as they can. If you let them, they will pervert your family. They will pervert your children. That's their goal. Get it in your head. These are not nice people. Don't let them in your church. Don't let them in your business. Don't let them go anywhere. Stand up and oppose them because they'll come in. One bad apple spoils the whole bunch. You've got to be tough and you got to stand up for Christ and his righteousness. He's going to. I tell you, when he comes back in the end, it ain't going to be a pretty, it's not going to be a pretty, the final judgment's not going to be a happy place to be if you're, if you have, if you're involved in these activities. That's all I can say. Let's go to the next slide. Slide four. Ah, you want somebody like this reading to your children, dressed up in lingerie, some man dressed up as a woman reading to your children? Go to the next one. Tell us about this one.
This was a drag queen that was reading to children in libraries and schools in the Austin area. In fact, he has a conviction for prostitution in Houston going back many years ago. And whenever we looked into the drag queen story time that took place at the school library at an elementary school, we found, before we requested the communications and found that the librarian there, who calls himself a guybrarian, they were communicating and they were actually talking about how upset I was gonna be when I found out about their drag story time at the school. But this drag queen is part of a BDSM Leather Daddy club there in Austin, along with the librarian. So that's probably how they became close friends. And the librarian actually, we exposed, because for being part of a national leather BDSM fetish group that has competitions in Chicago. And the guy had pictures on social media of himself in a leather thong going across stage as part of this group. He has a tattoo on his arm of a ruler, which indicates how far up he could, you know, shove that up, you know where, on another man. So this is the kind of people that
these
we
people
have in
are,
our schools
these
under
people,
diversity.
These people are perverts. These are just debauched, total debauched perverts. They're demented morally. They're demented mentally. In the old days, these people would end up in insane asylums, in straitjackets. This wasn't tolerated by a moral society. And as we turn away from God and there's no basis for morality and anything goes, you can expect there will be more of this activity and it will become onerous on you. Anybody that stands up for godly Christian values and biblical values will be ostracized. They will come after you like they did in Sodom and Gomorrah, like they came after Lot and the two men that were with him. They came in to rape those men. That's what they wanted to do. And that's what they'll try to do. They're going to try to do that to these little children. Why do you think they groom these children? They want these children to break down their conscience so they're easily recruited into their evil movement. Evil knows no boundaries. It's pedophilia now. Listen to me. It will be bestiality next. they'll be promoting that in the schools. You go, well, how could that be? Oh, friends, who would have thought they'd ever be doing this? So anyway, Drag Queen Story Hour is something that's going on across the nation, and it's being promoted across the nation by many mainline groups like teachers associations and library associations. Tell us who in Texas, and besides that, there are books. Tell us about the books in the libraries and what organizations support those books.
Well, you mentioned bestiality, so I'll go ahead and let you know you're right about that being promoted in the schools, because it already is. And that's in some of these library books that have fantasy stories about half-human, half-animal creatures having sexual relations, and or humans having sexual relations with these half-animal creatures. And of course, this is the American Library Association pushing this in our communities. Their policies are what dictate what happens in our libraries, in our schools, and in our public libraries. And we didn't elect these people. They're unaccountable to us, and they shouldn't be making the policies for our schools and our taxpayer-funded libraries, but they are. If you look at the Office of Intellectual Freedom Policy Manual, which is put out by the American Library Association, that manual is almost exactly what you'll see in our schools and in our public libraries, making it very difficult to remove inappropriate material from the libraries.
Now, one reason in Texas they can have this material in the libraries is because schools have... Normally, if you had this kind of material and were exposing children to it, if you were doing it in your neighborhood, you could be arrested for obscenity with a, or for you could be arrested for improper activity with a child, child molestation, simply by showing them this. They can show it in the schools because the schools are exempted from the obscenity and pornography statutes in the state. They are exempted. And so in the legislature, we've got bills out that would remove that exemption, that we could remove these books. The other way to remove the books is take over the school boards and have the school boards tell the librarians to get the books out, or they're going to get fired. Tell the superintendent of the schools and the principals. Have the sodomites completely overtaken the schools and the teacher societies? Have they taken the leadership of that and the library societies? And the answer is obviously yes, they have. Where are the Christians? Why haven't we done that? We let them take Bible out of the school. We let them take the Ten Commandments out of the schools and prayer out of the schools. And we were considered a Christian nation by a Supreme Court ruling in the 1800s. This is after the war between the states. A decision came down from the U.S. Supreme Court that America was a Christian nation. All our heritage, our culture, everything was derived from the Bible, and we were a Christian nation. I just saw pictures of Normandy. My son's there with his family, and they were visiting France. They went to Normandy, and over every one of the graves, there is a cross. That's a Christian cross, the cross of Christ. That's how our nation viewed itself as recently as the end of World War II. So we've had a marked shift in our culture where we deny God, we deny the Bible, and we won't let anything go. Anything is okay unless you believe the foundational truths of the Bible. That's not acceptable. Anything else is acceptable. The molestation of children, and that's what they're pushing for. They're pushing for pedophilia, for that to be accepted. They have the North American Man-Boy Love Association. As a matter of fact, in Belgium or in the Netherlands, they've got a political party called the Pedophile Party that they're pushing to legalize pedophilia there. So this is a huge movement coming, and you've got to stop it right now. So what we're doing in the state legislature, I know Tracy came and appeared before a couple of committees, one in the Senate, one in the House, Finance and Appropriations Committee. And what did you tell them was going on and why they should cut funding? Tell us about state funding for transgender surgery, mutilation, and for sex change drugs for children.
Right. Well, there's something called the Texas Child Mental Health Care Consortium, and this affects hundreds of schools in Texas. And this gives kids access to mental health care providers through this consortium, which are
without parents' knowledge.
And you don't know like what they're saying to your kids. And so these schools are training, and we actually got video evidence, and then they pulled it down. So luckily I archived that, but we got evidence of them doing trainings to the primary care physicians and mental health providers that will be interacting with students in Texas. They were training them on the pseudoscience of the gingerbread person and on pediatric gender modification. They even instructed the people doing their continuing education credit with them that they were not to out the students to their parents. So their advice to the providers is don't tell the parents when their kids are going through some life-altering, you know, situation, which in their own words, they describe this as something that causes a lot of stress and even risk of suicide, but they're not going, they don't want the parents to know about this, that there's going to facilitate a social transition at school. This is highly immoral. It's a violation of parents' rights. And as I said before, this movement does not respect your rights. It does not respect your faith. It's very anti-God. And, you know, you need to fight this and not sit on the sidelines, because I can tell you, as someone who's experienced this, the time to fight it is before it affects your family. And if your kids do not see you fight this, they will never know how to fight. And it got this far because we Christians allowed it to get this far. We were convinced that the loving thing to do was to be silent, and that is not the loving thing to do, because so many people are being destroyed and families destroyed by this wicked movement. So we must push back. And what we've been trying to do in the state legislature, and Dr. Hotze has been a great partner in this, is to stop to get budget writers on the budget in these committees so that we are not financing these institutions that are carrying this out and training the doctors in this. This is required study in medical school now at many schools in Texas. And so we don't want to fund this, because this is an attack on faith and family.
Exactly. Now, bills have been, riders have been introduced to both the House Appropriations and State Senate Finance Committee. And they'll be voted on by these committees, in the committees. And I think we have real good support in the Senate. And we should pass it there. I'm confident of that. And we'll see what happens in the House. And we've got support on the committee. Just depends if the committee chairman, Greg Bonin, will allow it to come up. But the riders would eliminate all state funding to any organization, medical school, institution, nursing school, public school, university, medical clinic, Medicaid providers, anyone that promotes, teaches, or provides sex change drugs or sex mutilation surgery on children. If they do that at all their funding would be eliminated for anything that they do. So that's the way you control them, is through a budgetary means. Now, we have a bill coming up in committee, in State Affairs Committee in the Senate. I don't know if you're going to be there or not this Thursday, Tracy, but Senate Bill 9, number 14, by Senator Donna Campbell. It's a great bill that addresses this whole concept that we need to stop funding of the sex change drugs in transition. And this is a great bill, and I'll be testifying on that Thursday as well. Will you be up there, Tracy?
Yes, I do plan to be there on Thursday to testify in favor of that bill.
Right. And that bill should pass the Senate. And so we'll get it out of the Senate. We got to get it through the House. And I'm not sure if there's a companion bill in the House. But I'm committed to standing up and fighting to protect these children. It's Operation Millstone is what I call it. Operation Millstone to protect children and to stop state funding of any sexual transition treatment, promotion, or sex mutilation surgery. And that's what it is. really what they're doing to these children is molesting the children. They're not just mutilating them. They are molesting little children. And I'm not talking about teenagers, ma'am, even though we're 18 and under as a child. I'm talking about little children, 4, 5, and 6 years old. These parents are, all I can do is say the parents are themselves pedophiles. When they sexualize a little child, when I grew up, we never had anybody I know ever said, oh, I think I'm a girl. I want to be a girl. We never had any of that. We didn't have anybody commit suicide. I mean, I went all the way through Catholic grade school and high school, and all the guys were just guys. Nobody ever sat around and went like, gee, I wish I could be a girl and compete against girls. We never had any of that. When you get a bunch of perverts that get into the schools and they start teaching that to children, what do you think their minds are going to do? Their minds are very fertile. And nobody's ever planted any of these ideas, and they don't have they have got no life experience to compare it to. So they plant these seeds of perversion in their minds. They're going to take root, and then they cultivate it in the classes, week in and week out. What do you think you're going to end up with? You're going to end up with a whole generation of individuals that want to be, that are perverted. That's what's going to happen. So we got to stand now. And Tracy Shannon, standing firm. Go to her website. Her website is madmamabear.com. She has some great articles, madmamabear.com, or you can go to Mass Resistance, MASS Resistance.org, to find out what's going on at Mass Resistance. We've got an event coming up Monday on the 20th. What time does everybody need to be at the Capitol that wants to stand up for children and protect them?
We will meet in the Capitol Rotunda at 9 a.m. and visit offices thereafter. We will also meet in the Capitol Rotunda again at 12:45, just before the rally outside. And this is a rally to protect Texas children. So please come join us.
That'll be on the 20th. That's next Monday, March 20th. I'm Dr. Steve Hodesy. Thank you, Tracy, for joining us. And I pray God's protection and use of you mightily to help stand to protect children. And I pray our legislators would stand to protect children as well. And we pray that in Christ's name. Thank you for joining us today on Dr. Hodesy Reports. I'm Dr. Steve Hodesy. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us for the Dr. Hodesy Report at the intersection of medicine and politics with Dr. Stephen Hodesy as your host. Join us again for the Dr. Hodesy Report every Monday, 4 p.m. Central on Brighteon.tv.